This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're supposed to be getting some news out of Washington later today. If we may be the whole country going on lockdown, I never thought it would come to this. If there's going to be guidance on what they want us to put over our faces. Obviously, a lot of us don't have masks. They want to make sure we aren't hoarding masks. If we have an order to put something on our face, obviously our healthcare professionals aren't going to be able to get a good crack at them, since everybody's going to panic that they don't have things on their face. And are bandanas and scarves good enough? Personally, I don't mind any barrier. I mean, I think a little bit of a barrier is still better than no barrier, but people need to realize that they can't have a false sense of security, because if they sneeze on that bandana, or if they spit when they talk, or like suck on it. Like if I had a bandana, I would like keep sucking it in. I don't know why I would do that. I just probably do because I inhale a lot like that. And so my guess is it would get wet from respiratory humidity. And then if that's the case, it's not a very effective barrier. So, we're going to hear from the government on that. But Dr. Fauci is flirting with the idea of everybody staying at home. Now, before we take your opinions, because I really want to hear from your opinions, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. And good to see you guys. Thank you for being there and listening live. There's been a couple arrests. Now, I'm a little confused by this, okay? So, apparently, there was a paddle boarder in Malibu. And he was social distancing, but he got arrested. This is being reported by Fox News because he violated the stay-at-home order. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't J-Lo go to a gym that was open privately for her and her husband? But was that before the stay-at-home order? I could swear that might have been around the same time, but I could be wrong. So I don't think they got arrested, but the paddleboarder did, and I could be wrong. Maybe she went to the gym prior to the stay-at-home order. But he was arrested. He was booked at, I believe, the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. And he was, I guess, just paddleboarding. And I don't believe there was anybody around him for, like, feet. He did it for about 30 to 40 minutes. Deputies had to send a patrol boat to tell him to get back inside. Then we have another gentleman in Columbus who I guess was charged for, quote, inducing panic after he claimed he had coronavirus and violated the stay-at-home order. So we're starting to look at arrests. Okay, this is not something we've seen in America, not during my lifetime and maybe not prior, but where now you have the government that is going to go after you. I mean, you will be prosecuted. You will be jailed if you violate any of the freedoms you thought you had. Now, I get it. Coronavirus, when you have an epidemic, all rules go out the door. When everybody prostrates themselves, is that the word where you prostrate yourself before the Lord or before the government saying, help me, help me, help me? You know, they get to, I hope I'm using that word right, you know. But it's a prostrate when you prostrate yourself. All right, yeah. Yeah, no, can't make money doing that. You know, you have people now dependent, they're scared, and they're begging for the government to help. So the government says, all right, we're going to take over. So I want to hear from you guys over this next hour, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or even right now on Facebook Live. Should a stay-home order for everybody be in effect? And should people be arrested if they violate it? Where I stand with the whole stay-at-home order is you can't have part of the country on lockdown and part of the country not. So if you're going to do a shutdown or lockdown, it can't be halfway. But the problem is we're already doing it halfway because we have to have essential workers out there. I mean, I drove to work today, right? Media, you're essential, and, you know, I do my telemedicine, et cetera. Oh, there's Hubby, everybody. Yay, Dee. Hello. All right. So, the Hubby's very essential to me. But there's people still driving out there. They're going to the store. They're working at the bank. God bless everybody. And, you know, I mean, our non-essential population needs essential out there. So is this stay-at-home order kind of a farce? I mean, I get how, you know, we've done an amazing job in Nevada, and kudos to Governor Sisolak for, you know, trying to curb more spread. I mean, it's difficult for any politician, but we're not really completely shut down. Not that I want to be, because, you know, we still need essential services. So if spread is still going on, and we have a lot of people in the essential services field, then, and industries, then are we really on essential lockdown? And then are we approaching this whole epidemic wrong because we have an economy that is completely shut down? We have unemployment that's surpassing 10 million, if not more. We have people not working, people gaining weight. Trust me, they're gaining weight at home, possibly at risk for divorce because they're fighting and grumpy and all that. And people losing revenue. We're relying on the government. I just heard from a bunch of people that they did not get their unemployment checks since the 18th. So we're kind of brewing a whole new mass problem. And if the lockdown isn't really being done at 100% effectiveness, then are we making more problems than it's worth? So, I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. In terms of arresting people, I get a little nervous because now we're starting to see an arm of the government that we've been trying to protect ourselves against from the Constitution for a long, long time. I get if somebody has an infectious disease that could kill somebody, you need to keep them apart. I also understand that if your business is shuttered, you want to make sure that that business doesn't get looted. So I understand how the first responders and our police force need to, enforce the laws and the rules. But I get a little nervous about somebody just paddleboarding, staying their social distance, enjoying nature, and getting arrested. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for work on the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we're taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY or 1-877-362-3254. So I asked you guys, should the whole country be on a stay-at-home order? Sean says yes. Let me see. We're kind of taking a poll here. We have Michelle saying, I think a warning would be okay, but not arrested. Vanessa says, tell it like it is. Oh, good girl. Hi, Vanessa. George writes, most Americans, this is on my Facebook Live, but of course you can call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Most Americans will follow the rules, he says. For those who choose not to, they should be arrested. Charles writes hello. Hey, thank you. Hi. Tim said loves you on Fox. Thank you. Yeah, I was on Fox News. I was on Laura Ingraham. I'll tell you about that and what we talked about. Mark says no, we should not be on the whole country at stay-at-home orders. Martel says people should not get arrested first time, but get a warning. Okay, so that's interesting. Let me see what else we have from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Chuck says, yes, the whole country should have been in a stay-home order months ago. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Rob says, having some states locked down and allowing some states not to be locked down is like having a peen section in a swimming pool. That's brilliant. Thank you, Rob. So true. That I didn't think of that analogy. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'd rather hear you guys say them than read them, but that's fantastic. So where are we at? Well, all right. So far globally, we have 1,062,000 coronavirus cases. Now, this is, again, by Worldometer. 56,000 deaths, 225,000 people have recovered. Thank God. Would like to see more recovered. In the U.S., the numbers are a little startling. Now, hold on a second. I apologize. No, here we go. These are the latest. There was actually, I believe, the numbers had to drop. The numbers actually were higher, and then they dropped as they were verified. But in the U.S., we have 6,500 deaths caused by 258,000 cases. We still have about 5,700 in critical condition. Italy comes up next with 119,000 cases with 14,600 deaths. So more than double the deaths, less than half the cases. Spain has 117,000 total cases, total deaths 10,000. Germany, 89,000 cases with 1,200 deaths. China, 81,000 cases with 3,300 deaths. France, 59,000 cases with 5,300 deaths. Iran, 53,000 cases with 3,200 deaths. The UK, 38,000 cases with 3,600 deaths. Switzerland, 19,000 cases with 500 deaths, about 573. So the U.S., if you look at our stats, we're doing pretty darn good in terms of the total number of deaths to the total number of cases. Now, why are our statistics, even though I still think 6,500 deaths is way too many, there's nothing to rejoice about that or to find positive in that. But when you look at Italy having, you know, about 9% death rate, when you, you know, look at some of the other countries, you know, USA is doing pretty good. Germany, I don't want to say doing pretty good. I hate using that term. But in terms of, you know, the percentage, our percentage of deaths is not going to the same degree or reaching the same degree as others, because I think we have fantastic medical care. I think we have fantastic hospitals, nurses, doctors, first responders. And, you know, it's very hard to bring up positive things, you know, when, you know, we're talking about death and we're talking about disease. But I really think somebody needs to say, you know, kudos to what we're doing and, you know, to all the work our first responders and our essential employees and our law enforcement and everybody's doing. So, you know, yes, we still have a death toll that's rising. In the United States, of those 6,500 deaths, New York, of course, takes most of them, 2,900 with over 100,000 cases of coronavirus. New Jersey has 25,000 total cases with 537 deaths. Michigan comes in next with the amount of deaths at 417, even though they don't have as many cases as California. California has over 11,000 cases with 246 deaths. And I live in Nevada. Nevada, we have 1,400 cases with 38 deaths. It's rising. Maybe not to the degree as others, but it is rising. And, you know, the question keeps coming up. What are people dying of? Well, we assume they're dying of respiratory failure. When, you know, the virus gets in, they have theories of how it clogs up or prevents air exchange. And, you know, whether it's inducing an immune system or whether it's causing more mucus to be made and then the mucus makes plugs, you know, unfortunately you can't administer some of the medicine if you have these plugs in there. So it takes a real, you know, comprehensive, sort of a management team as well as, you know, treatment regimen in order to be able to get those lungs working again. But we also have people with heart attacks. We have people with sepsis. And so, I wanted to talk a little bit more about that on Laura Ingraham's show, and she did a fantastic job last night. She interviewed me on Fox News on the models and why the models seem to differ from the actual stats. I believe one of the models said New York was going to be dealing with 57,000 hospitalizations, and Governor Cuomo said there was 13,000 hospitalizations. So, you know, why is there that disconnect? And I had brought up how, you know, we need, you know, the data coming in a lot more accurately than it has, and we probably need all researchers on deck, all, you know, statisticians, all recorders, all anybody in the research field, we need them on deck, because somebody could take the electronic medical records, make sure they're documented and recorded correctly, and then analyze who has what illness prior to coming in, you know, what are they suffering from, you know, is it a bacterial pneumonia, is it a pneumonia caused by the virus, you know, were they going to get pneumonia anyway, and then they just happened to coincidentally also test positive for coronavirus. So we need this data, and the funny thing is we have the data now. We have the data. Anybody that has been in a hospital with electronic medical records, if somebody appropriately, you know, did a good history and documented the history correctly and documented what was, you know, the care that was taken, we have the data. We have, if we have 258,000 cases in the U.S. and we've had 11,900 recover, and we currently have 91,000 active cases. I'm sorry, that's New York. I'm sorry. But if we have, you know, let's say, I don't know, 100 or 250,000 active cases. Okay, yeah, I get that's a lot of cases. But, I mean, we get all researchers on deck, and we start crunching the numbers. We come up with a database or a spreadsheet that we all can agree on. It gets filled out. And we do the analysis. Now, we have little tables coming out of, you know, different sources. Like, you know, with New York, when they break down the cases in New York, you could see, you know, how many men, how many women. Most of the sites, when you look at the individual states on Worldometers and you pull it up, they break down, you know, what each state, and, you know, we'll talk about that in the next segment. You know, how many are women, how many are men, you know, how many have, you know, pre-existing conditions, how many don't have pre-existing conditions. And so, you know, we're getting some of that data piece by piece, but we need that throughout the country, and we need, I guess, you know, a little bit more detail. So we're in New York, for example, of their cases, the majority of them, the highest percentage was between 18 to 44 of the total cases. All right? Then we have unknown age, 110 of them. Unknown age, we also have unknown sex of 67 of them. Of the 1,500 deaths, they break that down in another graph or chart. And pre-existing medical conditions could be diabetes, it could be lung disease, heart disease, high blood pressure, kidney disease, liver disease. And with that, we need the questions answered. Was the diabetes in control before they got sick, or was the diabetes not in control? Because if somebody with out-of-control diabetes, a lot of times the first time you see that is because they're fighting a pneumonia. Or they're sick, or they're battling a major, you know, illness. So, you know, again, this is where we need specifics, people. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Learn to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, global coronavirus cases surpassing 1 million people. President Trump at the daily White House coronavirus briefing reveals he takes a second test out of curiosity to see how quickly it works and that he tests negative for the virus. His White House physician sending out a note saying the test takes 1 minute and results are back within 15 minutes. The president telling reporters the private sector continuing to help out with much needed supplies.
This action will help General Electric, Hillrom, Medtronic, ResMed, Royal Philips, and Vyaire Medical overcome obstacles in the supply chain that threaten the rapid production of ventilators. We have over 100,000 being built right now or soon to be started.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Taking your questions, your comments on should the whole country be on a stay-at-home order? 1-877-362-3254. Bob says, remember, without washing your hands well and often, social distancing doesn't work. Dina writes, I think we should be on strict stay-at-home orders when our states are we supposed to hit their peaks and for some time after their peak. That's also a good point. There are peaks that are being hypothesized and predicted by some models. We need to talk about that as well. And in terms of I don't want to wait for the peak, but I see what she's saying. And then, let me see, sorry, there's a lot of you guys out there. That's fantastic. Please keep them coming. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Steve Sanchez, my radio buddy. Oh, he says hello. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Steve Sanchez, you got to listen to him on KDWN. So we're taking this poll, and we're trying to take the temperature, right? Is that how you call it, the temperature of the country when it comes to something like this? Because you have cities and counties out there that are scared to death of going on lockdown. When you see pictures of the Las Vegas Strip, and it is deader than a doornail, and Las Vegas is, I like to call it the heartbeat of the entertainment industry, but Hollywood might, you know, take that name. But when you see that, it's really disheartening. When you see parks empty, when you see, you know, streets empty, it's like what you would see in a movie if there was a war, or, you know, people bunkering down or thinking an asteroid was coming, or, you know, we were going to get attacked, God forbid, by a nuclear, you know, war. You wouldn't expect to see that from a virus that, for some, destroys their lives, kills them pretty rapidly. For others, does nothing. You know, and this disconnect we have of where some people have coronavirus and are home twerking to TikTok, whereas others are fighting for their lives, confuses people. Okay, the American public, now that we are in April and going into our third and a half month of being aware of this virus, would like some answers. And I'm not saying we have all the answers at this time, but we should be able to come up with some. And I had said that I thought this came to America before December. Obviously, when China told us December 31st, we got 70,000 cases over here, someone need a bat. Okay, I didn't really buy that. And yes, that is a fake story. Nobody had sex with a bat. I mean, maybe somebody did have sex with a bat, but that's not where we think this came from. My guess is it was around, oh, way before then. Well, now we have a report that travel data shows 3.4 million travelers from future COVID hotspots poured into the U.S. before the pandemic erupted, including 750,000 from China before the travel ban. They say the figures are from December, January, and February, and according to the numbers, we had almost 800,000 people enter the U.S. from China. Another 343,000 traveled from Italy, 418 from Spain, 1.9 million from Britain. So medical experts cannot really say how many of those travelers were infected. But we didn't really start testing until we were able to have a test till about February, March. So it was around. It was, and my guess is even before December. So then my suggestion is we get that group of people that said, you want to know what? I felt like I had the flu. November, December. I didn't feel right. And we do the antibody test that looks to see if they had prior exposure. Now, it's a little difficult, not as easy as it sounds, because you could have coronavirus and not elicit any symptoms. So it's really difficult to pinpoint if your November sickness was coronavirus or not. But we need to identify how many people don't have symptoms. I know they say 1 out of 10, 1 out of 4, back and forth. We're hearing, you know, different numbers on you know, people that are asymptomatic. But we need those numbers, and a lot more accurately if we can, because then we can identify how deadly this virus is. We decided to shut down the you know, multiple states, and now we are contemplating shutting down the country. And trust me, they're going to do it. There is going to be enough, you know, support where they're going to say, just shut the country down. And you're going to have people in Iowa and, you know, West Virginia and Kansas and Oklahoma who are trying to feed their families and, you know, trying to still keep the country afloat going, why, why? Now, we need essential businesses. And our shutdown is kind of a farce. like Lou had said on Facebook, you know, you can't really officially be completely shut down. That's not, because, you know, who's manning the gas stations? Who's manning the grocery stores? So are we, you know, putting certain people at risk when we do that? You know, I just spoke to somebody who worked at a grocery store from Publix, and he said everybody in the area goes there now. And, whereas he would have probably had less exposure before the shutdown. So these are things we need to think about. And I'm not saying I'm anti-shutdown. I mean, if you're going to do a shutdown, I guess you got to do it right. But it's impossible to do it right because you have to have, you know, essential businesses open. So if that's the case, then how are we, you know, how are we limiting the disease, not exposing others? How are we, containing? How are we learning more about it? To shut down the country like we have, extend it to even more, cripple industries, when we might have a much lower percentage of mortality, is going to not be an easy pill for people to swallow. Now, some of you out there may be going, well, yeah, it's easy to shut down because the government is giving us money. Well, now, have any of you guys gotten your money from the government yet? So has anybody gotten their stimulus check of $1,200 per single person who makes under $90,000 or $75,000? Okay, so nobody's gotten those yet. This SBA loan that businesses can get to help pay their employees, there's a lot of stipulations on what has to happen for you to get the money back. And if anything goes wrong or anything doesn't follow to a T, they could use that as an excuse to not forgive the loan. So you know, people don't want to borrow more money while they think they're already going to be in debt unless they think that the money's going to be forbeared. It's a fantastic gamble. But when you look at it, it's, okay, well, 90% of your employees have to be hired back. Well, what if a bunch of your employees don't want to come back? What if their kids are out of school now for good the rest of the year? And they're like, I'm fine with unemployment. I don't really think I want to go back to work and be exposed. I'm not coming back. What happens if you offer your employees they don't want to come back? Do you then not get the loan forgiven? I'm hearing from people they still haven't gotten their unemployment checks. I'm hearing that some of these websites may be down because so many people are trying to approach them. So, when you're telling a whole country that they're going to shut down, this is what they're hearing, and they're not really that hip on it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I know. Listen, I got allergies, so don't give me crap about coughing. Everybody is so afraid to cough. Once you think about not coughing, I don't want to make you guys do that, but just if you tell yourself don't cough, then you cough. I mean, I'm looking right now at an email from somebody who doesn't have health insurance. And they're very, very scared, and they don't know what to do next. And so, right now we're kind of recommending that if you don't have income, you'll probably qualify for Medicaid. And that's a very easy go-to. Contact your state Medicaid office and see if you can get on Medicaid. Well, NBC News is saying the record number of unemployed Americans will stress the state Medicaid programs. Where is all the money coming from? They bring up Andrew Parsis. He didn't pay off his prosthetic leg at the end of March as planned because he didn't know if he'd be able to afford groceries. He worked as a bartender in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Have you ever been to Hershey, Pennsylvania? Very cool place. And he worked there as a bartender until the coronavirus pandemic closed the business last month. So he is now one of the millions of Americans who signed up for unemployment over the past 2 weeks. According to NBC News, while Parr's employer maintains his health insurance for now, he does expect to lose it soon. His fiancée, Tara DeLute, is 31 years old, was furloughed from her job managing a spa, and she lost her coverage. That leaves her with few options to treat her fibromyalgia and endometriosis. Now both are worried that they won't be able to pay their medical bills without health care coverage. He goes, I can't believe it's 2020. We live in the richest country in the world, and we have to be under so much stress about health care. 156 million Americans depend on their employers for health insurance. They had before the pandemic, which, again, I said was something that we should have fixed before Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act, because when a recession hits and employers fire you, to keep that health insurance, to have that health insurance also lost is a double whammy. The employer cannot be responsible for your health insurance as well. It doesn't work. I don't see that working. I don't want the government involved, or I don't want the government in control, but having your employer, the person that feeds your family and provides your health insurance, is just a little too, it's just a little too much on the employer's shoulders, because as soon as, you know, the poop hits the fan, they have to let you go. So now with 10 million people filing new unemployment claims over the past 2 weeks, an estimated 3.5 million workers most likely have lost their health insurance. That's according to a study from the Economic Policy Institute. In response to an overwhelming number of people expected to sign up for Medicaid, right now they provide already over 70 million. A couple years ago it was at 72 million, so I wouldn't be surprised if it was more with health care coverage. And that's already taxing everybody. Washington State has gotten a significant, not taxing everybody in terms of paying taxes, in terms of taxing each state. Washington State has gotten a significant increase of about 35,000 new applications over the past 10 days. The Washington State Healthcare Authority also told NBC News the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services said 12,000 more applications have been submitted. So one of you had written, and again, we're taking your calls and comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, where why not Medicaid just become the public option? We predicted that there would be some sort of socialization of medicine and some sort of dependency on the government. I never predicted this. Okay? Never predicted this. This blows my mind. And the go-to safety net would be Medicaid. The problem with that is, again, it's a false, it's a false sense. I don't want to say false narrative, but it's a false sense of health insurance. Okay? If you have Medicaid, all right, how often are you able to get in with the doctor? How many Medicaid providers do we have? Not enough. If you do have Medicaid, are you getting the, you know, every 3 month high blood pressure checks and, you know, the every 3 month blood diabetes checks, and are you getting the full panel of blood? I mean, I know it's better than nothing, but Medicaid is not the fanciest insurance. It's very, very skeleton. And a lot of doctors don't take Medicaid because they weren't paid. When I was a Medicaid provider, they'd pay on maybe 2 out of every 5 claims. It just didn't work for us. Or somebody would be Medicaid pending, but still take care of them, because that's what you do when you're a doctor. You take care of them no matter what their payment status is. And again, not get paid. So, you know, when your employees need their paychecks and your landlord needs their rent, you got to start figuring out, you know, that you need to get money coming in. So Josh Bivens, the Economic Policy Institute's Director of Research, says you definitely see in the data that as unemployment goes up, the Medicaid rolls up. They said that's good and it's supposed to happen. It's a safety net. But this is a quick enough shock that it could be a huge financial burden on Medicaid systems. How many states had money for a third of their population going on unemployment? Now, again, people say, but look, these SBA loans or these paycheck protection programs are supposed to cover the employer so that health insurance doesn't get dropped. That's if you are able to apply for it and get the money. It might work. It might be one of the best programs ever to have been devised. But in my neck of the woods, we are going into our third, actually we are finishing, I believe, our third week of lockdown. And I haven't heard of anybody getting their money and some people not getting their unemployment. And now we are having millions and millions of businesses apply for a Small Business Administration loan. How quickly do we think that money's going to happen? Now, what's happening on the landlord front? Are landlords allowing you to defer? It looks like not everybody's on board. I'm hearing that some people are basically getting the written middle finger when it comes to that. Others are saying, you know what, just pay me half for now. All right, but if your business isn't working, how is that supposed to happen? And I get the landlords because the landlords owe money to the bank. And I don't believe we've heard from the bank, with the exception of Small Business Administration loans, to hold off on your payments. And if we do have that, it's only about for about 6 months. The average person is thinking that their business is done for. Now, I have a couple of businesses. We talked about that. I own two Supercuts. And staff is fantastic. Staff is absolutely amazing. I cannot wait for us to reopen, hire them all back. And I am praying that I don't have to worry about hiring them all back because we, you know, it's a service that people are going to need. I'm seeing pictures on Facebook of people's bangs being all the way down to their nose. There's a video circulating that my friend posted where a wife tried to cut, or a girl tried to cut her boyfriend's hair and messed it up. And the boyfriend kind of freaked out about it, you know. And so, you know, I think, you know, those non-essential businesses are going to, you know, definitely have a influx of customers. But I also believe that because the economy is so bad and many people lost their job, and many people don't want to go back to work, so a lot of companies can't staff, that we're not going to have a lot of extra money out there. So I think the economy is going to be very, very slow, probably for years because of this. And people are going to freak out because the next shutdown could happen when the fall hits. Nobody has given any assurance that this isn't going to happen again. Nobody has said, look, guys, you know what? If we shut down this once, we're not going to do it 6 months from now when Corona makes a comeback or when flu starts to kill kids. So you start to wonder if people are going to be more like, you know what? I think I'll just, you know, stay on welfare, stay on unemployment or whatever I can, and I'm going to play it safe because I don't want to get sick again. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.